I'm talking today with Elena Moon Park, who is an artistic director with Found Sound Nation, and we'll talk about what that is here in just a little bit. But Elena, who is an Oak Ridge native, is here to tell us more about an exciting residency that's going to take place right here in Knoxville called One Beat. Welcome, Elena. It's wonderful to have you here at WUOT.
Thanks for having me.
So are you an alum of One Beat?
I'm not an alum, but I'm part of Found Sound Nation. So Found Sound Nation is a nonprofit organization based in New York City. We are a wing of Bang on a Can, which is a new music organization some listeners might be familiar with through the Big Ears Festival. They've participated and played at that festival for a number of years. And we design and produce the One Beat Global Music Exchange, which is an initiative of the U.S. State Department's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs. So I've been part of the producing team of this project and exchange for the last 8 years.
Okay. So tell us a little more about One Beat. Like, what is it? What is its mission?
So One Beat is a global music diplomacy program. So it's an initiative of the U.S. State Department, like I mentioned. And each fall, we bring together 25 individual musicians from all around the world, from every region. And we bring them together for an intensive residency and tour. And during this time, they meet one another for the very first time. And they begin to collaborate on new musical works together. They design and lead educational workshops. They discuss their role and their goals in how to use music to build stronger communities and to basically make the world a more peaceful, harmonious place. And we've been leading this program for the last 8 years, bringing over, at this point, over 200 musicians from almost 50 different countries from around the globe to the U.S. every fall. And we run the program in a different part of the United States every year also. So this is the first time we have brought this program to the Southeast and to Knoxville, Tennessee.
One Beat is based on the belief that music can open hearts, build bridges, and create a better world. How is this done through music?
Yeah, the program really concentrates on creative collaboration. So we believe music is one of those unique ways that people can learn to really deeply listen to one another and to hear each other's stories in powerful ways. And collaborating together adds another layer to that kind of exchange. In order to collaborate with somebody on an artistic endeavor, you really have to listen deeply. You have to kind of share something that's so innate and deep inside of you. And we think that the bridges and bonds that are built through that kind of work are really powerful. And we've seen that happen in the last 8 years. People come to One Beat excited to meet new people and then really leave with a very close family. And the bonds that are created are very strong.
I think what's really interesting is combining these very different styles of music together, styles that you would never think would blend well, but they do. And I don't know, I think that's maybe representative of how we could look at our own cultures.
Yeah, this is a unique kind of blending of genres that you'll find at One Beat. We can't really define it. We don't actually know what it's going to sound like until the program starts and we see what kind of magic the musicians make with one another. And it's always a surprise to them, and it's a surprise to us. So what you like to see is it's a redefining of what world and global music can be and sound like. It's not one particular type of tradition, and it's not one particular type of style. It's really about the connection and the conversation that these musicians are having. And what you'll hear when you see a One Beat performance really is a reflection of the journey that these musicians, individual musicians, have had together. You'll see their process of learning about one another, listening to one another, and creating something that is new to them.
So how are the participants selected?
So we have an open application process. There are 44 or so countries that are eligible for One Beat that the State Department decides on. And then from those places, which includes the United States, we have an open application process that's online. Anybody between the ages of 19 and 35 years old can apply. You don't have to be any level of professional musician. You don't have to be a certain kind of musician, but it's a very simple online application process, some writing, some media, and we typically get, I would say, around 1,500 applications for the program, and we select out of those 25 incredible, talented musicians, and a whole host of other musicians who, unfortunately, we can't bring over, but through the application process of the last 8 years, we've gotten the chance to have a glimpse into really the beautiful stuff happening around the world, not only in music, but in how music is building and strengthening people's communities and lives.
And so what's the criteria that you're looking for?
We look for definitely a certain level of musicianship. And you'll see that in all of our One Beat Fellows. They're all really incredible musicians. And then we look for musicians who are open to collaboration. And we ask them for examples of how they've collaborated across genres, across disciplines in the past, in their home countries and in their own lives. And then thirdly, we look at musicians that are interested in creating social change and engaging with their communities through their music and their art. So we ask about the projects that they've done in the past and the work that they do in that field.
Who are some of this year's featured musicians?
So we have 25 artists from 17 different countries this year that range from Madagascar to Mongolia to China to Colombia and Cuba, Nepal. Wish I could list them all right now. We have a beautiful Mongolian musician playing an instrument called the yatka, which is kind of like a harp-type instrument similar to a Japanese koto, and that's exciting. It's an instrument we've never seen at One Beat before, and I've personally never seen in my life. We have a really wonderful Cuban jazz drummer named Rodney Barreto. We have a Moroccan Gnawa vocalist and Gumbri player. And if you don't know that tradition of music, it's a really deep and beautiful tradition. And he is one of the leading Gnawa stars in Morocco. So you'll be seeing him perform. And we have a tambor alegre player from Colombia, percussionist. It's a hand drum. And she is one of the leading female percussionists in Colombia and has been doing a lot of great work fighting for gender equality in music in her home country. And we hope to hear from her also a little bit about that part of her life in our discussion panel that's happening on Monday at the Fourth Presbyterian Church.
You sort of touched on this a little bit earlier. These fellows come from around the world. And so there's sort of a two-week rehearsal or collaborative process that they participate in before embarking on the tour. Could you tell us about that a little bit? Like, what do they do during that time?
Yeah, we're lucky enough to partner with some really great artist residency centers around the U.S. for our residency period. So this year, the fellows spent 2 weeks at the Atlantic Center for the Arts in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. And it's a really beautiful facility, many different studios of different kinds for painting and writing and music. And we kind of take over the entire place. And we have a nice isolated space where the fellows can meet for the first time and really get to work creating together. And during that time, we do a lot of different musical exercises, creative exercises. We bring in a couple of master artists. This year we had Mark Stewart, who is a member of the Bang on a Can All-Stars and also the musical director for Paul Simon. He invents a lot of instruments and really introduces us to his musical playground of becoming a kid again, really, with music. Mm-hmm. We also had Liz Lerman, who is an incredible choreographer and has done great work in connecting with and involving the greater community into dance and into art. And so we had those two come and lead some workshops during our residency period as well. And the residency is really the time for all these new world premiere works and collaborations to be created together before we take them on the road.
Where is One Beat performing this year, and what kinds of things will they be doing in each location?
So One Beat started their tour this past week with a performance in Gainesville, Florida, at a place called the Heartwood Stage. And then they're currently in Atlanta, Georgia, working with a nonprofit partner called Arts Exchange, where they're leading a whole host of social engagement activities with different nonprofit organizations in the Atlanta area. The tour is a place where we get to open up this process of collaboration with communities in the U.S. So we do that through these workshops, through discussion panels, and through performances. And we like to have performances in kind of non-traditional spaces. Here in Knoxville, they're going to be featured on a Blue Plate special at WDVX on Monday. And we'll have a panel discussion on Monday evening, co-presented by Carpetbag Theater, where you'll have a really special chance to listen to fellows and to local Knoxville artists speak about what artist communities mean to them and how artist communities grow and thrive. They're going to be doing some workshops with young people through the Change Center and Joy of Music School and visiting classrooms at UT Knoxville and at Pellissippi. And on Tuesday at noon, we're going to have a little pop-up street studio in Market Square, which is just a small recording studio we put in a public place. Anybody is welcome to come by. They can participate by making a song or a beat or a noise, and we'll turn it into an ongoing track with everybody's input. And some of our musicians will be there as well. And finally, on Wednesday evening at the Bijou Theater, it's going to be our culminating performance for One Beat 2019. So this is the final performance that the fellows get to have with one another. So it'll be a very special night for them. And we hope that it'll be a really special night for everybody else in the audience.
Elena Moon Park, an artistic director with Bound Sound Nation, an organization who produces One Beat, which is a multi-day cultural exchange initiative based on the belief that, in the words of composer David Lang, quote, music can open hearts, bridge differences, and collaboratively create a better world. They will be in residency in Knoxville from October 7th through the 9th. Links to more information about this event will be posted along with this interview to our website at wuot.org and can also be found on our Facebook page. Thank you.